You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Was the I wanted you to hear some good music after my attempt at it. That was Dan Levinson and his Roof Garden Jazz Band, and they're playing jazz and jazz both. That was Lazy Daddy, and I guess a lazy daddy is a drone, as opposed to other kinds of daddies. That was recorded in I think 2002. And was issued on Stomp Off. That was Echoes in the Wax. And you should immediately, and I'll link to Dan's site, and you can pick one of those up. You should buy all his CDs, because they're worth having. And Molly Ryan's as well, because her CDs are available there, too, on his site. But John Eric Kelso was on cornet, Dan Levinson on C melody and clarinet, David Sager on trombone, Tom Roberts piano, Kevin Dorn on drums. Good stuff. Wonderful music. So, they're going to be all over. They play all over the place, and I hope to see them soon somewhere. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I had to. I definitely want to do that. No, he plays with Vince Giordano. Usually, as long as he's not in Europe, he's here in New York playing at Sophia's on Monday and Tuesday nights. And you got to go do that in New York. It's worth doing at the Hotel Edison. Sophia's restaurant. You can find it. You can look it up, and I'll leave that to you. Now let us go back into the 20th century, the early end of it. The Van Epps Trio, which to my knowledge was Fred Van Epps on banjo, Frank Banta on piano, and I believe Nathan Glantz on saxophone. And this was a foxtrot, and up and down. Well, we all have our ups and downs, so here's Hill and Dale. And it's a lateral recording, oddly enough, but it's Hill and Dale, 1916.
Thank you.
Gene Radomich's orchestra, Flowers of Araby, and you have to have a bee and a flower in a reverie. If there's no flowers or few, reveries alone will do, but there's Flowers of Araby, 1922. And Sons of Bees will always do. Don't worry, because they're walking around here, those drones. You know them. You've met them. Prince's Band, Mr. Jazz himself, with Jazz, I should say, 1917. They're spelling it Jazz with two Zs, whatever you want to call them in whatever country you're in, they're Zs. Introducing Whose Little Heart Are You Breaking Now? Joan of Arc, and I'm All Bound Round with the Mason-Dixon Line. So that was good, and we began with Hill and Dale from 1916. This is Radiola, and we pronounce our Z's like most people on this continent, very carefully. And I'm Andy Sr., and that's my pronouncement on that topic. Trying to keep up appearances here, because entropy is not to be confused with individuality. That's your thought for today, among many others, I suppose. We proceed now with a nice Columbia recording, a dance band, the Harold Leonard and his Waldorf Astoria Orchestra. Lots of fiddle in here, because that's what he liked to use. Irving Kaufman singing as Frank Harris, I believe he did on the Columbias. He was a man of many pseudonyms, but singing very softly indeed for Irving. I'll Just Go Along, and that's what drones do.
Troubles bound to fly away. I know worrying about anything don't pay. Say, I'll just go along and hum a song the livelong day. With a sunbeam, a new kind of daydream comes creeping around you. Dixie Dawn on a summer morn of the Southland is peaceful and happy. It's heaven to me. Love to see those childhood scenes, hills of green, just one lonely tree. Travel on, weary feet, back to memory. Dixie Dawn, all my worries gone, cause I'm homebound, where the nighttime meets the morning, Dixie Dawn.
Nick Lucas and his crooning troubadours, and I'm playing that again. I played it about a year ago. You're Driving Me Crazy from 1930. Great work. He plays guitar marvelously, of course. And it's not a common one, but there it is, and I like it. So we're hearing that by request. And it's also somewhat appropriate because there are some people driving me crazy, and I'm almost there, so I'll have to get out of the car. The Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra, Scrappy Lambert singing under a pseudonym, I think it was Bill Dutton, which is listed as such in Rust. So, but it's actually Scrappy Lambert. Dixie Dawn, you know, you want to get up and yawn, keep yawning, I suppose. 1928, but great work, and Tommy's there playing his trumpet, which he did in that era. He didn't much later, but he can blast that thing, and he's done so. Beginning with Harold Leonard and his Waldorf Astoria Orchestra in 1926, I'll just go along, you know, just singing a song and you know, whatever. And maybe I'll pick up a flower. Maybe I'll look at my watch and see what else is happening. But daydreaming here. Radiola, we have our dreams, and yes, we do, don't we? Our dreams are getting are coming due in a year or two. Charles W. Hamp in 1928. This is a song I'm playing again because I found this recording of it. And a good vocal by Charles Hamp. Nice accompaniment, too, by the way, on Dreamhouse.
Got a secret to tell you, no one else must hear. It just concerns you and me, dear. Come on, cuddle near. I've been waiting months to tell you, and now my dreams come true. It will sure surprise you. Listen, dear, please do. I have built a dream house, a cozy little dream house. Happiness is there, hiding everywhere you will find. Each man is waiting. Folks are congregating. All it needs is your yes, and I'll do the rest. There's a pretty blue room, a cozy bright and groom room, and roses round the door. You will love it more every day. And though it's a big enough for you and for me, someday there may be tea for three in that little dream house that I've built for you. That I built for you.
at last it's come to this, you found a new love. Think of my true love ending this way. So at last it's come to this, I couldn't hold love. Think of the old love going astray. I never knew that you were only having fun. I couldn't see, I couldn't be the only one. Though you said you loved me so, you never cared at all, I know. And so at last it's come. I never thought that you and I would meet someday to say goodbye. But now that you are through with me, what can I do but set you free? So at last it's come to this, oh, you found a new love. Think of my true love ending this way. So at last it's come to this, oh, I couldn't hold love. Think of the old love going astray away. No one ever knew that you were only having fun. No, no. And I couldn't see, I couldn't be the only one. Though you said you love yourself, you never cared at all, I know. And so at last it's come to this.
When you leave this earth, you dog, I took you for my friend. The way you bit me in the back was a sin. You just ain't no good, you just old rascal, you. Hey, look here, Muzzler, how come you so low down? You sure is absolutely worthless and no good. I'd sure be glad when they take your body to the morgue. Yes, sir. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. Oh, I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. When you're buried 6 feet deep, no more my baby's chicken will you eat. Oh, you dog. Oh, you salty dog. Oh, you got an appetite, you rascal, you. Oh, you got an appetite, you rascal, you. You got an appetite, but when you eat, you snap and bite. I'll be glad when you're gone, you rascal, you. good at all. I'll be glad when you're dead, you left for you. Oh, I'll be glad when you're dead, you mean old dog. Hey, boy, what is it you got? It makes my wife think you're hot. I'll be glad when you're dead, you dirty rat. Yes, sir.
Chick Bullock and his Lovey Loungers, and you can hear probably the Dorseys are in there, and Muggsy Spanier, and what an accompaniment. Hot stuff in 1931, and I like this recording of this. This is almost as good as Louis Armstrong's playing of it. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you. And that, I don't know if that goes out to anyone or not. I'll just see how I feel at the end of the day. I don't know. What are you going to do? It's how it is. I'm trying to keep a good face on it, but temporarily I'm in remission. Before that, the Pond Sisters, without the, I should say, on the label. So at last it's come to this from 1932, and Venuti and Lang are well in evidence here because it's from their box set on Mosaic. I'm using that. Yes. Charles W. Hamp, Dream House, 1928. And that is a nice tune. It ought to be heard more. So it's heard now. Here it is. There it is. Nice lyrics, too. Yes. Now, here's some good stuff. Not much singing. Actually, none whatsoever. Seeger Ellis, who usually sings, isn't singing here. He's playing the piano. And this is his own composition. And a great one. A very nice composition that you've heard before is an orchestral piece, but here he's playing a solo of Shivery Stomp. Thank you. Title of this says it perfectly. This is Frank Trumbauer. I always say Frank rather than Frankie because Frankie is that he never liked that, and it was on every one of his records. But it was Frank. It was always Frank or Tram. So I give him that honor. Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra. I think the last one he made with Dix, in fact, in 1929. I like that, and I really like that. That is such a nice copy. That's a Parlophone pressing, but what a nice sound on that, and it is just terrific. Nice to have that. Before that, Joe Venuti and his New Yorkers. I believe this was a Fud Livingston arrangement of Doing Things from 1928, and what a sound on that. Oh, yes. Boy, good stuff. Beginning with Seeger Ellis in 1930, the other side of that 1929 Frank Trumbauer, by the way, Shivery Stomp. And that's sweet stuff. I like that. Yes. Yeah, he a little barrel house sound there for Seeger Ellis, which you wouldn't expect it listening to him sing, but he could, you know, he sounded like he could see a beer on top of that piano. Anyone who puts a beer on top of my piano will get shot, by the way. And that's a promise. Not, and even with a coaster, yes, immediate death sentence there. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm the draconian pianist here, the house pianist here at Radiola Manor, and this is Radiola, indeed. We're continuing now in the 30s. Very nice stuff here. Red Norvo and his swing octet, and you can hear him on this all the way through, and what a great group of musicians, too, whom you should look up, because I haven't. Blues and E-flat. Thank you.
depends on me. And now I'm falling for you.
You turn the tables on me.
I can't believe that this too. I always thought when you brought the presents you brought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you come, I'd welcome anything from the 5 cent tension store. Used to call me to town. You put me up on a throne. You let me fall with a drown. And now I'm out on my own. But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of defeat turned the tables on me.
Tempo King and his Kings of Tempo. You turn the tables on me just like the sting of a bee, you son of a bee. 1936. And Tempo King, as I have asserted, is probably somebody called John Arcisi. And the pianist, Queenie Ada Rubin, is probably neither a Queenie nor a Rubin. or any other kind of sandwich. Great side there, beginning with Red Norvo. The blues in E-flat. I think Bunny Berrigan's on there, but I may be hallucinating, so that's just me. I'm daydreaming. I'm Andy Senior, and thanks for spending 2 hours. This show barely got put together by me. I don't know how it happened. It's been an absolutely crazy week here. And I've been through 6 different kinds of stress and hell dealing with myself and other things. So the fact that this show exists at all is miraculous. If it's any good at all, then that's beyond miraculous. That's astonishing. But I hope it is, and I hope you've enjoyed it. And we're going to finish with Joe Daniels and his Hot Shots and Drumnastics radiola with... After You've Gone, from 1936.